Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
Hi guys, and welcome to another edition of On the Couch with M&M. As you can see, I'm flying solo again because we're talking about numbers. And one of the key numbers that a business owner needs to calculate in their business is the opportunity ratio. And what do I mean by the opportunity ratio? In any marketplace, a certain amount of a number of listings come to market. As a business owner, we need to identify how many of those listings did we get called into to appraise. And when you evaluate that, that's what we call the opportunity ratio. So as an example, if 100 properties come onto the market and you got called into 50 of those properties to appraise, that's what we call a 50% opportunity ratio. The other 50, you just didn't get called into the door. So there's no opportunity for you to actually try and win the business. Now, 50% in a large marketplace, say, example, a suburb of 10,000 home, is quite high. Most businesses have a 1 in 5, 1 in 4, the strong businesses, opportunity ratio. Let's just work on that. So 100 listings have come onto the market, let's just, in any given period, and you got called into, as an example, 25 to appraise. I'm not saying that you've won their business, you just had the opportunity to appraise. So how many of those did you win? That's what I call the success ratio. So that's number one, opportunity. Number two is the success ratio. 25 came onto market that you appraised, and let's just pretend you're a really, really, really good lister and you actually secured 20 of those. 20 out of the 25. That works out to 80%. Your ratio here is 25%, or 1 in 4. And this one, 4 in 5. Don't confuse these two from your appraisal to list ratio, because people do confuse this one. The appraisal to list ratio is how many appraisals you actually do before you actually list a property. Now, with appraisals, as we all know, many of them don't come onto the market. Some of them are cold, some of them are hot, some of them are warm. Some of them are in direct relation to the type of prospecting that you do. So if it's outbound cold calling, those types of appraisals are very, very cold. They're certainly not inbound. And the appraisal to list ratio also varies depending on your experience in the marketplace and how long you've been in the marketplace. And what I mean by that, if you're a seasoned and a veteran real estate agent, in most instances, you're getting referrals and inbound calls for people to list their property with you. Your appraisal to list ratio would be very, very high, i.e. you may do 10 appraisals in a month and you'll secure 8 listings. So your appraisal to list ratio in that example, 10 appraisals, 8 listings, is 80%. When you first enter real estate, in most instances, that ratio is a lot lower. You're normally doing 10 appraisals and you're lucky to sometimes even get 1 or 2 listings, because the type of prospecting that you're doing is more cold calling, more letterbox drops. The now vendors are not as frequent as those, that agent that's obviously experienced, and the inbound calls are more hotter leads. So if you have a appraisal to list ratio of say 10 to 1 listings, that's 10%. Now, is there anything wrong with that? There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that's what I say to our team. When the appraisal to list ratio has no bearing unless you're losing listings. And we'll talk about that next. You need to understand that so you can book into your calendar how many appraisals you need to do depending on the type of prospect that you're doing to generate those inbound calls to achieve your listing goals. What do these three KPIs actually mean to you? So if we look at the opportunity ratio that we showed earlier, you had a 25% opportunity ratio. That means 75% have not called you in. So that's a prospecting issue. That is a market presence issue. So you can look at your prospecting, and the best way of doing that is identifying those 75 homes that came onto the market that didn't call you in,
to find out.
Are these people being on your database, i.e. through buyer inspections? What sort of prospecting has been conducted around the homes there? Have they received any direct mail marketing for your property? Have they received any cold calling in the past? Because if they haven't called you in to appraise their property, it could mean they don't know you actually were available to be called in to appraise their property. So that's a marketing opportunity. And I do find that as I flip it on its head. I think that's a huge opportunity. It'll be really, really bad if you did heaps and heaps of marketing to these people, which I doubt very much if you didn't get called in, and not get called in. That would be a real challenge. So in this instance, if you identify that you haven't done any marketing to these people, then that's a great way to review your marketing strategy, refine it, and make sure that you've got a better coverage. Now, the success ratio. So in the example, we said that you appraised 25 homes that actually came onto the market and you won 20 of them. It's 80%. Top 5, 10, 15% in the industry would be at the 80% success ratio. And that is fantastic. I haven't known anyone to beat 100%. And sometimes not all business is good business, so you may not want 100%. However, if your success ratio is lower than 70%, say it's at 50% or 60%, then that's a training issue in your presentation, in the lounge room, in your listing process, in your lead conversion process. And you need to go back to your listing process to find out where you can improve it, because I can guarantee you, if you're at 50% and you just tweak your listing presentation just by a little bit and you get better at it and you're able to secure 10 or 20% more, it means a huge difference to your bottom line and your profitability. So I highly recommend that occurs. So again, in summary, if your opportunity ratio is low, it means it's a prospecting challenge that you can overcome. If your success ratio is lower than 70% and say it's around the 50%, it's a training issue in regards to your listing presentations. I hope that's of value to you and you've learned something today in looking at your numbers and the importance of your numbers. And of course, as always, please give me a call if you need some assistance just to evaluate, and if it's something that you don't understand, by all means, drop me an email, manos@evu.com.au, or happy to take a phone call as well. So yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in again, and I look forward to seeing you at the next edition.